Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, right near Branson, Missouri. And we've been taking you through, we are taking you through, really a revelation God has given us concerning our country and concerning the realm of the Spirit, the realm of the Spirit. So that will be probably 1 week from now that we'll get to that. But right now we're back at the day before the corporate day of prayer, the National Day of Prayer. The National Day of Prayer for the United States of America, Mrs. Dobson being the chairwoman, was of course Thursday, May 5th. On Wednesday, at our Worldwide Prayers Wednesday noon meeting that is streamed live all around the world and people join us, we had gone to the scriptures, as I told you, and like Jehoshaphat and like others in the Bible, we called for people to fast and pray. And like Daniel, we asked God for the utterance to pray. You'll find in Daniel 9, in verse 1, he saw prophecy fulfilled. He saw the Medes defeat the Babylonians. In verse 2, he went to the word. He went to the prophecies of Jeremiah. In verse 3, he sought the Lord for the prayer he should pray, for the utterance he should make. And then in verse 4, then he prayed. And of course, the utterance God gave him was answered by giving revelation all the way through the second coming of the Lord. So on Wednesday, we ask the WWPs, the Worldwide Prayers, we ask that we get someone from every state in the union. We ask them to contact people to contact states we had not heard from. That was our way that we knew where they were coming from. And so we, by Thursday, the day of prayer, we did indeed have someone representative from every state in the United States, here on the earth in the United States, going before the throne of God in behalf of the United States. Now, we had asked God for the words to pray. Wednesday night, I had called Brother Kenneth Copeland, and I asked him, actually called because Gloria's mother had gone on to be with the Lord, and I wanted to talk to her a little bit about that, and he was there. And so I said, it just kind of came up, you know, naturally. I said, if you could speak tomorrow to this prayer meeting that we're going to have with prayers who will unite in prayer from every state in the union and even from other countries, what would you think they should pray? Just jokingly, he said, well, I'd tell them to ask the Lord to get us out of here as quickly as possible. But I knew he was joking, and I knew he'd call me back. And the next morning, I was down at Branson Mayor's prayer breakfast, and there came a text through one of my little young guys that texts, and Brother Copeland's trying to get hold of you. So I stepped out in the hallway, and he said, I've got what I would ask them to pray. Now, you're going to notice that this is out of the mouths of two witnesses, because when I give you the prayer that I was led to pray, you're going to see that there is a part of it that matches what he was led to pray. Here is his prayer. Here's his short. My prayer is for God to give us his wisdom, to give us his strength, that this nation finish its course. Not cut short by sin, by government, or by any move of the devil. That we, as Christian people, cast off the sin that so easily besets us, and finish the race, and fulfill our destiny. Now, the next day, at the National Day of Prayer, I gave the prayer that the Lord had led me to pray. And I also read that one that Brother Copeland prayed. In fact, what we did, the prayer that I felt led of the Lord to pray, and I had patterned it after Daniel's. We put it up on our overhead projector. We put it on the internet so that people could run a copy off, and we could be praying this all together at one time. And here is the prayer that we made. Dearest Heavenly Father, Creator of all creation, the great and awesome and only true God, We thank you for your great plan of redemption, which you planned and sent the Lord Jesus Christ to consummate. We thank you that you did not let us go, but you redeemed us from our sins. We praise you for the price that was paid, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We approach you now through that blood and in his name, believing that you will hear us. We approach you, kind and merciful Father, representing every state in the United States of America. We stand in intercession for the United States of America, the nation you brought forth for your purposes. We beseech you and thank you for hearing us on behalf of this nation. We pray as Daniel prayed, as is recorded in your holy writ in chapter 9. Yours, O Lord, is righteousness, and ours is shamefacedness as of this day. We have sinned, acted wickedly, done evil, and rebelled against you and your plans and purposes. We confess our national sins before you now and beseech you for forgiveness and cleansing. Forgive us for not honoring you, for not giving you your rightful place, for pushing you out of our government, out of our schools, out of our homes, and even out of our places of worship. Forgive us for forgetting you and your word. Forgive us for our treatment of Israel. You have kept your word and brought them home. Forgive this nation for acting in opposition to your revealed plan. Forgive this nation for making and supporting plans to divide Israel and even Jerusalem. Forgive us for pressuring Israel to act opposite your plan as revealed in your word. Forgive us for cursing Israel in any way and help our nation to come to the place of blessing Israel. Forgive us for shedding innocent blood, which according to Proverbs 6:17 is an abomination to you. Forgive us for aborting babies. Forgive us for strife and division, which according to James 3:16 has worked confusion and every evil work in our government and even in the body of Christ, where we have sinned against the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do speedily for thine own sake. O Lord, cleanse these national iniquities. O our God, for this nation, for its people, and for the people within it who are called by your name. And then, Lord, we ask you for godly leaders who will inquire of you and follow your leading. Please dig out our ears to hear. Open our eyes to see. We ask you to help us reach the destiny you intended when you established this nation, as is evidenced in your hand upon the Pilgrims, the Puritans, the preachers of the Great Awakening, our founding fathers, and in the multitude of ways you have preserved us until this hour. We thank you for your mercy, and we humbly ask you for the only thing that will save us, an awakening to God. My prayer was long. Brother Copeland's was short. But you can see that at the end of my prayer, before I knew what he was going to say, and it wasn't my prayer, it was our prayer that we'd sought God for from here. A part of our prayer was, we ask you to help us reach the destiny you intended when you established this nation. And then Brother Copeland's prayer was, for God to give us his wisdom, to give us his strength, that this nation finish its course, not cut short by sin, by government, or any move of the devil, that we as Christian people cast off the sin that so easily beset us and finish the race and fulfill our destiny. And so those were the prayers that we prayed. We had a wonderful prayer meeting. You can go online, and it's archived at billybrim.org. National Day of Prayer, May 5th, 2011, and this is a prophecy that came through me. It's all a matter of hearing. It's all a matter of hearing the voice of God. For these are the last days, and these are the end times of this age and dispensation. But I know every storm that's coming. I know every wind that will blow. I know all the rain that will fall. And to those who call upon me, and there's a spirit of prayer now as never before, they will not walk blind, they will not walk deaf. They will hear and they will heed. They will know where to go, they will know what to do. It's all a matter of hearing, and that is up to you. You have to clear the airways of your own heart. You have to step aside from the world and its fascination. You have to depart. You have to make time. But it is my will that America be the city on the hill. And as I have prophesied to the body of Christ, so shall it be. And the body of Christ shall arise in this nation and worship me and give the manifestation for the world to see. So that's my will. Is it yours too? Then will you do what you need to do? Will you do, each one of you, what you need to do? To hear me say, it's time, this is the day. This is the day when the Spirit will rise. This is the day, it won't be a surprise, but it will be different. Different than you've ever imagined. Different than you can even look back and see in times of old. For something is on the horizon that has never been told, and you're a part of it. You here. For something, you're called by me. You're praying because I called you and anointed you to. And all over America today, men are called and women are called and children are called to pray. And they are praying as never before. And you shall see. There is not an evening of the score, but I win in all ways. And yes, there's darkness, and yes, there's judgment, and things that you'll see all around. But as the theme has been lifted up over the prayer today, the Lord is your fortress and shall be alway. I am your fortress. I am your guide. I am the Spirit who lives inside. I am the Spirit who will speak so loudly, so clearly, you'll know, you'll hear. And the great outpouring upon all flesh that you heard about, you will see before you depart and come to be with me. So live in the place before my face. It's your choice if you want to hear my voice. But it's coming to pass. No one can stop it. It shall come to pass at last. That prophet, Kenneth Hagin, he saw it and others did too. You'll see the manifestation. It is granted unto you. I am pleased. I am pleased today that the body of Christ has stepped away from their normal workaday habits to come to me, to come with bended heart and bended knee. I see and I grant the reprieve. And you shall surely see what you are called upon to believe. If I have said it in my written word, if I have said it through a prophet true, the manifestation will come to you. Now I'm going to give you something because you've come away. And he gives a little bit more than I have time to read, but it's not much more. But you're going to hear, even through Francine Lovell, the answer that God gave us for America. And I want you to be sure to be here tomorrow. Shalom.